Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Welcome, everybody, to Saturday AM Live, the last Saturday AM Live of 2013 as we blast into a new year. Welcome back, Dr. Stan Bogus, who is with us today.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back with you guys on this call.
And this is round two because Stan has such a fantastic, I don't know if I want to describe your past. Your physical condition is fantastic, but it definitely makes my experience with Nikan Solutions very pale in comparison to what you were going through. And kind of a quick review, if you missed last week's call, as Dr. Bogus shared, you were one of those typical, I shouldn't say typical, but a lot of people in the medical profession get to the point where they would fall into the same mode that you were, and that is self-medicating just so you could not only stay alive but stay somewhat productive, to the point where you were, would you go as far as to say, Stan, that you were killing yourself with the pharmaceuticals and what? I mean, I know that's terrible to say it that way.
Yeah, I guess you could say that because I was a zombie, you know, walking around with my tongue swollen and slurring my words and, you know, and unstable because of some of the medications that I was taking. Well, so a lot of those medications, I might add, were prescribed by neurologists and rheumatologists, by the way.
Well, I mean, we have the same thing going on here in the West Coast that, you know, legalized marijuana is prescribed by doctors, and which, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or you don't have to have an IQ over the, you know, 50 for that matter, to know that long-term use of anything that's not natural. Aristotle said, you know, let food be your medicine, and pharmaceutical drugs, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, opium, these are not safe. They may make us feel good for a while, but they're not natural. And so I'm curious, you know, as you look back, there was a huge transition, and I want to pick up the story kind of where we left off last week. And if you missed the call last week, you can catch that on SaturdayAMLive.com. But Stan, I think the biggest thing was your transition into Nikan. Really, it sounded like when you met Sherry Clark, you got a first-hand exposure of the magnitude of what Nikan has to offer. You made an investment, much like all of us do who want to get results with anything, whether it be a new car or a new home or you know, a new product that we discover on an infomercial that, you know, we like it. We think, okay, that makes sense. That's going to make my life better. We make that investment, and thus we derive the results. But it was really one of your patients that kind of opened your eyes to the potential, if I remember correctly. What went on in your mind when you saw that, okay, this is someone that I usually would give an injection to or prescribe this, and all of a sudden I'm using these crazy technologies from Japan? What went through your mind? Were you thinking that this was going to be a business venture for you?
Heavens, no. No. When I walked into the treatment room and saw that patient with these flood of tears coming down her cheeks because she was in so much pain and suffering, and I had no other tool or instrument in my black medical bag to help her. I mean, she was an established patient, and I did everything that I knew medically to help her with, and nothing was working. And when she wanted me to cut her foot off at the ankle, at that moment, I just called up Dr. Lampert, who was at that time my and Sherry was there. That was right after lunch, when I went back to the office, and I just thought, well, I'm going to see if these products really work, and called them up and asked them if I could borrow a pair of MagSteps and some minis. I had a couple of patients that I tried the other products on that day, but this was the biggest one. By the way, the other two patients didn't respond to using minis on the foot. So when I gave her these, when I picked these products up and gave them to her, I had no idea. I had no idea what was going to happen. Because when we were having lunch, nobody told me that they worked on the feet. You know, I heard people sleeping. You know what I mean? I heard people sleeping. I heard testimonies about people sleeping on mattress pads, getting good results, putting a flex pad in their back, and their back aches went away. But I heard nothing about the foot. So 2 days later, after I dispensed these to this patient and told her to wear them, you know, constantly, put a pad on or a sock and wear them when you go to bed at night. And I mean, that was it. That was my first introduction to using the product for a foot problem. And then 2 days later, when I called her, I mean, you know, I was just blown away when, you know, I said, Martha, this is Dr. Bogus. Good morning. Did you jump out of bed to the jig this morning? And she says, you bet I did. And I, just like that, you bet I did, you know. And then she says, I told my husband, this guy knows what he's doing. So, I mean, I about flipped off my chair because I was, you know, I was in another office. And I was just excited to hear that. I mean, I couldn't believe it, you know. Here she was wanting me to cut her foot off 2 days earlier. And now she was up at the mall in Erie, Pennsylvania with her daughters, you know, on a Saturday or whatever. Yeah, it was on that Wednesday, because that was Tuesday that I dispensed those things, those inserts. And 2 days later, she's, you know, pain-free. It was incredible.
And had you ever seen, I mean, in your years of practice, you ran three different clinics or offices. Had you ever seen, I mean, because drugs kick in usually within a few minutes, maybe I shouldn't call them drugs, or the pharmaceuticals usually kick in, but had you ever seen anything that dealt with the core issue as far as allowing the body to heal? Because there's nothing, I love the way that Susan Carver states that there's nothing magical in the Nikan solutions. The magic is already in the body.
Yeah.
These solutions are just, go ahead.
So what was your question?
My question is, had you ever seen anything actually get in and allow the body to heal itself for a foot issue of that nature? Because I really think that, you know, when we have experiences like that, for me it was my grandmother avoiding a knee surgery, which was inevitable for a knee that was already artificial. And using the insoles and the minis, same exact solutions that you shared with this patient of yours, and that's what opened my eyes. And so I guess in my mind, I'm asking the question, had you ever seen anything that dramatic that quickly?
Well, I'd have to say yes. We're just going back to Eastern philosophies of medicine. I dealt in acupuncture. And I saw a lot of good, quick results with acupuncture. And don't forget our own ag steps with the bumps, they massage the acupuncture points and the acupuncture points in the foot. So that's, you know, you're getting that benefit from the magnetics in the product. But did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, because again, that's pointing away from.
Yeah,
it's natural. It's allowing the body to actually heal and do what it's done. I want to find out, what was there a set thing that you did then that you're still doing today in sharing these solutions? Because a lot of people, I think people fall into three categories when introduced to Nikan or exposed to Nikan. They're number one, either simply a customer, whether retail or wholesale, they're simply a customer. And then the number two type of people are those who join, who have an intention on sharing their experience with other people, but maybe they're always been an employee, or they just don't have the drive or the ambition to really make a go of it. And then there's the third category of people that say, you know, I foresee this could be my ticket out of a job that I hate. This could be a way to supplement our household income. This could be a way to give me the freedom and the lifestyle that I've always dreamed of, but never had the tools in my toolbox to make that happen. For you, obviously, it was a complete transition, walking away from three different offices and having a completely different lifestyle, so to speak, because you're not, you know, number one, not being an employer. I guess the biggest question that I think that our listeners could benefit from is, what did you do? I mean, did you have a script? Did you say, you know, I'm just going to pick up the phone and start calling people.
Well, I didn't have a script. I just, you know, and this goes, don't forget, this is going back 20 years. I think, you know, I've sort of changed now, but I didn't have a script. I was just so excited what happened, to me, and people were, saw that in me, because I saw, you know, I no longer had the dark circles in the eyes. I didn't have that grimace on my face that I was in discomfort. And that kind of thing. So that's how I, you know, that's how I started. And one of the things I think that was really beneficial to me is we had Danny Payne come out to Jamestown, New York to do a program. Almost like, I don't know, it wasn't a Super Saturday, but Danny came out for one day and he scheduled three different hours. Like 9 to 10 and something after lunch and something before dinner. And then there was one in the evening where it was like a wellness preview and a business thing, a business presentation. So what Danny made us do, I don't think I had, I may have had one or two new distributors at that point. But what Danny made us do was to go out after the first session and go call people up and say, you know, hey, did you ever hear Nikan? It's a Japanese company just came to this country and we're having a seminar at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Can you make it? Well, I can't make the 1 o'clock. I can't make the 1 o'clock, but I could do the 5 o'clock. And if I can't do the 5 o'clock, I could certainly do the 7 o'clock. So that's how, and we filled the Holiday Inn with, it wasn't jam-packed, but we would have 30, 40, 50 people coming in at that, but there were a group of us working at that. It wasn't all my doing, you know. So that's how I got started with was that kind of presentation with Danny. Then afterwards, I just talked to people that way. Did you ever hear of NECAM? It's a Japanese company that just came to this country, and it's not, our products are magnetic, we can't make medical claims, and would you be interested in taking a look at it? And then we would invite people to, a wellness preview. And then after that, we would do rollouts, and then sign people up, sponsor them.
And so in a sense, it really hasn't changed today.
No.
Technology has allowed us to invite people to webinars or
to
the Gojabi presentation or the WebExes that are going on literally every night of the week, or to email them information. There is an aspect that is lost, I will admit. Going to a bricks and mortar, you know, location, where you get to hear people's stories, but these stories are being told. I mean, I think of all the presentations I've watched online that are live, every single time somebody's sharing a dramatic story, but it's different when you're hearing a presenter share it versus somebody in the audience that is completely spontaneous. And as they say on the infomercials, you know, these people are not paid actors, and they get up and they share something like, you know, your first patient, their first experience of being able to not have her foot amputated. That's a really big deal. Late last night, as I was reading through, Beverly, Dornan's, story, and she'll reshare that with us again in a couple weeks, I'm hoping, but her 30 plus year experience with, multiple sclerosis. And I don't know if you've met Beverly yet, Stan, but she, at the Vegas event we were both at 2 months ago, she was out tearing it up on the dance floor. And I know you know enough about MS to know that most people with that debilitating condition, they don't do that. Especially, you know, at that late in the evening, they're pretty much comatose because the body just runs out of juice.
Sure. Yeah.
And to see that kind of that complete transition. You know, are there questions that pop into my mind, Dan, for those people who, you know, maybe they don't have those magical letters DR in front of their name? Did you find that was, did that equip you to be a better Japanese magnet sales person, or did it, was it a hindrance to you?
No, it was, I didn't find it at all beneficial. In fact, some people thought I was, you know, gone, you know, how does assessment call it, that I went off the edge or something like that, and, you know, to do that. And I had some patients really angry with me, and what am I going to do now that you're not longer going to be in practice, you know, and how dare you do this to me, you know what I mean? But so I didn't find that helpful at all. In fact, sometimes that could have been a deterrent, because people say, I can't do this because I'm not a doctor. I say, well, you don't have to be a doctor to do this. I'm doing it because I got involved with the product and had this wonderful product experience, but you don't have to be a doctor to do this business, to promote the product, to do business. So no, I didn't find that at all helpful.
Okay, so we don't necessarily have to be a specialist. We don't have to go to, you know, 12 years of university to get a degree behind our name. It really comes down to, as you said, when Danny Pang challenged the group, was
right.
Basically all-out massive action. Hey, get a sense of passion and a sense of urgency.
Bingo,
and go invite people to do this. And I think as we blast into a new year, there's always people that are making resolutions, and I love the way that Michael DiMuccio states
yeah.
in kind of his year-end, you know, thoughts. And I read that through several things, several times before I sent it out to our group yesterday, because it really did capture the fact that those of us who have enjoyed Nikan for more than a few months, we look back and say, yeah, I can't imagine. And I had our daughters do this yesterday, you know, sit down and write out 10 things they were grateful for. And it's interesting to look at, you know, 15 and a 12-year-old's perspective and then think about in our own life, where could I be had I not been introduced to Nikan? And I'm sure that you've had that thought run through your mind numerous times over the years. Where do you see this, going? I mean, every year it's kind of a different thing, and wellness takes on different forms, but truly, I guess the question I want to ask is, do we see that people will, with exposure like Dr. Oz, you know, talking about energy medicine is the wave of the future, do you see this really, really becoming a staple, or, as I alluded to, the fact that here on the West Coast in Washington and California now, and I know Oregon will be quick to follow, with the Washingtonians over the age of 18, and I'm not harping against marijuana because I've talked to people that this is their last resort and they won't try anything. They won't try any of the solutions we have. But the wave of the future is definitely not marijuana. Or legalizing that thing, because we can, the studies are already done, and if you don't want to read the study, just go look at countries that have had legalized and just open the door to floodgates for everything that you're either snorting, smoking, injecting, whatever. Do you see that we as a culture will become more like people of the Eastern mindset countries in Asia, in the Orient, where letting food be our medicine, letting natural herbs, letting the technologies and the earth energy become a wave of the future that will make that transition? Do you see that, especially with our new M-Strides and the Dynaflex technology and how Nikan continues to gear things up and change it to make it easier? Do you see this really catching fire? Is there a potential there?
Well, I believe there is a potential there because of what, like you alluded to, Dr. Oz and the energy medicine, and I think that, you know, what disturbs me is the people that don't see this thing, and I don't know how better to present it to people. For example, you know, because you're talking about 18-year-olds, people are still in their 20s and 30s living at home with their parents because they're college-educated people, they're working at McDonald's. They can't get a job. And this I think is a wonderful, this is a godsend to people. I don't know how to hit them on the head and say, really take a look at this, because these products really are They really work. They're all natural. It's nothing that's hocus pocus. And I don't know. You probably heard the other day on one of the newscasts. It was, I heard it on CNN, where McDonald's had this instruction or this recommendation to their employees in their lounges not to eat their food. Did you hear that? Because it's fattening. Because it's fattening. Because you get fat. Obesity is the number one. Eat good, healthy stuff. And then they actually had, and then they said, if you're really having a hard time, because they pay minimum wage or less than that, find another second or third job. Could you believe that they have that in their employees' lounges? Now, why do people have to go and find a second third job? If somebody's at the beginning of the year, they're going to do away with social, employment checks for some of these people. Mm-hmm. You're getting a check. I don't know how much those checks are, but if you got it for $60, you can get involved with NECAN. And if you really, really wanted to work and do a business that you can have the kind of lifestyle that Mike talked about in his letter, and that kind of freedom, well, we're here to help you do it. I mean, how difficult is that? That blows me away. And I think the thing with the drug thing, I see young people that are into that, and it bothers me with that. And I think what's going to help a lot of those people is if we can get them into human being more training. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't do NECAN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Maybe. Did I answer your question? Yes, I do see this energy medicine thing taking off. Yeah, I do. It's just a matter of time that you have. And the thing too, I think you just have to keep working at it. If this is your job, if this is your business, then you have to treat it like that. And it's not, like we hear that story. It's not a hobby. You gotta really work. I just got back we were talking about all this advanced technologies, Skype and Bojavi or whatever. I never pronounced that one right. I always call it Bon Jovi or whatever. But, I presented a business plan to a chiropractor. It was a 3-hour trip for me. I drove out in a snowstorm, and this is what I still do travel to build my business. And
so he had
two people there that now I'm just working after the call today. We're going to do a conference call, find out how we're going to set up the structure of this business for this chiropractor.
And that's the beautiful thing for people who are ready for it and they want to make that transition, that change. You know, you refer to McDonald's. I have often, and I know I'm not the only one that looks at it this way, the Starbucks generation that we have, and I bumped into a gal at the post office the other day that her and her husband, they're in their late 20s, and she admitted, she said, we're living the life of vagabonds. They're going from one house-sitting gig to the other. He doesn't work. She works as a server at Olive Garden, and she said, we just don't know what we want to do with our lives. And there are literally millions of people out there, young people. I look at some of the recent graduates of high school graduations that we've attended in the last 5 years, and these are very well-educated people, but disillusioned with our structure because nobody is really preaching and teaching. You can be in business for yourself. You can create your own dream and do something that truly that you can enjoy. And that's when you talk about humans being more. That truly is the philosophy of what we're taught in this course. And I remember the first time I went through it back in 1994. It did totally, and I know it changed your perspective because you probably never learned principles like that in med school, I'm guessing. Or in funeral home school, or being in the bomb
team. No, that's right. I mean, even in high school, I never heard of stuff like that. You know, I mean, that's what I said. my first experience with human, with humans being Morris, overtrained, and was, I was so blown away. I thought, gosh, they even in churches, James. That's what my thought is. If they talk this stuff in this kind of program in churches or in schools, we wouldn't have them. Now that's, going back 20 years, we wouldn't have that kind of problem, I think, now.
Wait, you know. Let me ask this final question as we're winding things up. What would you say if you had to put your finger on it? Look, talking about humans being more, the five pillars of health concept, that we can be more. The sum of our life is not made up of what we think, but it's really in where we're, what we're doing to better empower ourselves. If you had to sum up the potential of what people can derive from really a tangible experience like that, is there any one word or even a phrase that you could think that really for your own life, what changed for you that first time or even one of the more latter times that you've experienced and gone through the 2-day course?
Wow. You know, that's a good question. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm blowing my horn here, but you know, Bob Purdy, when he introduces me to a group of people, and he'll say, if Sam Bogus tells you it's raining pink elephants outside, you better believe it. When I went to my first Humans Being More training, I'll be very honest with you, I just thought, you know, I thought I was a good person when I went into there. But I was a better person when I left. And I think, and that's putting it simply, Vance, but it just does a wonder for me. It makes you a better person. You know how to deal, you know how to deal with yourself, you know how to deal with your psyche, you know how to deal with people. You just become, well-rounded individual, a loving, caring person.
Mm-hmm. Now people are going to accuse me 2 weeks in a row of bringing out the worst in you or the best in you. I'm not sure what it is. But it's not very often that grown men on a live conference call with, several dozen people listening, that grown men really get emotional to the point of, you know. But I think that's the biggest thing that so often we miss or we forget, that, and I know you have assessed this before, that the people that get into NECAN, it's not so much when we get into NECAN, it's when NECAN gets into you.
Yes.
And gets into us, that we really discover our potential. And we discover that humans being more, and I'm going to talk more specifically about this next week, the concept of Kaizen. And I shared this with our 12-year-old daughter yesterday. I said, you know, this is what life is all about, kiddo. It's not about what we can get out of life. It's about what can we do today to improve ourselves, that we will be a better contribution to the community and the people around us. Because it really is about serving. Because if you can't out-serve somebody. And
that's right.
You can't do that working at McDonald's or Starbucks or any other job for that matter, unless it's one of these occupations that you were created to do. And it's got a well-rounded five pillars of health perspective. So, there's so much more that it takes that annual. And I'm one of these people that I keep thinking, man, if I would just have made that commitment that every year, at least once a year, re-enroll in Humans Being More. And I'm still flirting with the idea of, here in a few days, taking one in within driving distance, but I really want to take somebody with me.
That's right, yeah.
But, again, if you got on the line late, Dr. Stan Bogus has been our guest, and, sharing, and really encourage, if you missed last week's call where Stan shared his history of literally how bad his life was physically, I implored you to listen to that part of it, and then also to check out some of the other resources that are on Saturday AM Live. steveprofit.com, and this is not a commercial for my website. It's not my website. You can blame it all on Steve Profit. He's the nice wellness consultant that created the whole thing, just as a resource, but there's tons of stuff out there. And I know, Stan, for you, there's so many stories that we'll never even be able to capture. And there's so many more. There's so many more that are out there that haven't been captured, or people that haven't even experienced what we have. And as we blast into a new year, I know that you're going to do the same to challenge us to get out there and do our job.
There you go.
Is there one that you'd like to finish off our time that you think back, that is one story that still, you know, may have happened years ago, but you still cannot believe how transitioned this person's life is today or was when they experienced it because of the Nikan Solutions? Is there one that always stands out as your kind of go-to, that, man, this thing was just, this is miraculous?
Well, yeah, there are a lot, but there is one that, outside of the one that I want to cut her foot off, just soon after I got involved with Nikan, I had a patient that came back to me after 10 years, and the reason why I came back to him is because I found out through history and testing that he was a rheumatoid arthritic, and I referred to him as family doctor. But he came back into the office, and the girls came into my office. She said, "There's a patient that's on that would like to see you as soon as they can." When could I come in? And I was disturbed, you know. I was annoyed that it was like my day off, and I said, "Well, just have them come in." You know, I said, "Yeah, like yesterday." I made a comment, you know, a funny comment, but I'll see them yesterday. And I said, "Well, have them come in." And the next morning, and I think that's how it went. But anyway, he came in with a slipper on his one foot, and was very grateful that he, you know, that I diagnosed him 10 years ago, and that he came back. He said, "Well, you know, I appreciate you coming back." And he said, "Well, I got this painful toe. It was a gouty toe with the slipper. If he was in the treatment room, and I looked at that, it was red, swollen, hot, pounding, you know, and I gently slipped his slipper off, and, you know, he was grimacing with discomfort, and he said, "You can't touch that toe. Please don't touch it." And I wanted to put it through a range of motion, but I couldn't touch it, and it was red. And I got a MagBoy out. Now, this was actually my first experience with a MagBoy. Oh, first of all, he tells me, he said, "I'm a diabetic. My blood sugar was up to 400 and something that morning." And he said, "I'm next in line for a liver transplant in Pittsburgh." And I'm thinking, "Well, how am I going to treat this guy? You know, I can't give him a cortisone shot because of diabetes and the fact that he's got to have a liver transplant." And then I thought, "Well, I'm going to try the MagBoy." So I went over and started spinning the MagBoy on top of his foot and around the side and around the bottom. And then I could see the redness go away. And I was able to put the MagBoy on top of the foot. And he had no pain. And then he was, you know, he was just blown away with that. And when I went to put his slipper back on, he said, no, I don't do that. But I slipped it back on. But the interesting thing, too, was when he was sitting in the chair, he had a shoe on his right foot, and his left foot was the foot that he came in with the slipper. So he was sitting there, and he bumps his right foot against his left foot. And he said, "Gee, I couldn't do that when I came in here." And he walked out, and that was a weekend, actually. And I called him. I gave him a MagBoy, and I said, "Have your wife do this. You see what I did? Spin this around. If this comes back." And on Monday, I called him, and he was pain free. I mean, and his sugar came down, and I don't know. After that, I dispensed a pair of Mag Steps to him, and I don't know whatever happened to him after that, whether he had his liver transplant or that was, you know, a long time ago. But that would really put up.
a few weeks ago, your colleague, Dr. Mark Sussman, used the term that I had I'd heard previous to that conversation, but the term earthing. And that it really is utilizing what Mother Earth or God's given us, depending on our perspective, who we want to give credit for, but it's the Earth's technologies. It's there. Magnetic, far infrared, negative ion. It's all there. And whether or not we want to admit it or not, it's totally up to us. But I know that every morning when I slip my feet in my feet into my slippers with the M-strides, I know that within a few seconds, everything will start, the synapses, everything will start coming alive and start clicking. And we have the same opportunity to share with so many of the people. So, again, Dr. Stan Bogus has been our guest this morning, and there are multitudes of other doctors, and I've got actually several more that are lined up that are going to be on the call in the next few weeks. And I don't know why we've been so blessed the last couple months. I kind of had an overwhelming response from people to say, "Oh, I'd love to share," and I've never had anybody say, "No, Vance, I won't share on your call." So thank you again, Dr. Bogus. I appreciate it greatly. And wanted just to remind, not as a commercial or a plug, but SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And there's 7-8 years worth of recordings all on that website. Again, it's www.SaturdayAMLive.com. And they're all in date order, sequential order, according to when we've done them. And one other quick announcement, and then I'll say goodbye, and we'll jump on into some announcement. Is next Saturday, this is going to be more of an open line format call, and it'll be the first call of 2014. And I really, really implore you. I've done this now for years. I want you, the listener, if you're bold enough to share. I'm not a resolutionist. I've never been into setting New Year's resolutions. However, I'm a decisionist. I know that's not a word, but I simply make a decision and then implement things. But I start usually several weeks, if not a couple months, prior to the January 1st, the New Year's kickoff. Start making decisions in the five pillars of health areas. I want to tweak this, or I want to improve this, and I want to throw it out there for the rest of the gang that if you've got something in the five pillars, a healthy body, mind, family, finances, and society, something that you're going to do differently in 2014. Resolutions usually end up failing within about 2 to 3 weeks. That's the average. And please don't say, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to get into better shape, because that's not a resolution. You're doing yourself for failure. come on, and I'm not calling anybody a failure. I'm just saying, let's just be honest. Can we just be honest and real? So that's what we're going to do next week, and I want to invite everybody to share some of those, because when you, there's power in the spoken word. When you speak it out there and put it out there into the universe, for other people there, you're empowering yourself to pull it off. So that's next Saturday, and then as I said, I got a whole bunch of wonderful people, and I won't go into them because you'll find out about them via my email. And if one last thing, if you're not on the email list and you're hearing the recording or live, and you'd like to know who's coming up or what's on tap, pop me an email at vsrogers995. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers without the D, 995 at AOL. No, excuse me, I'm sorry, we don't use AOL anymore. At yahoo.com or gmail.com. Take your pick, but it's the same address, just different email accounts, either at Yahoo or Gmail. vsrogers995 at Yahoo or at gmail.com. Either one will get you to us, and we'll put you in that business list. So thank you again, Dr. Bogus. I appreciate it greatly, and wish you the best as we finish off 2013. We've blasted into 2014, and so everybody have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Well, Vance, thanks very much, and I wish everybody a happy new year and a successful Nikan year in 2014. If you don't mind, I'm going to stand in line and listen to your...
All right. Sounds like a plan. Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.